The birthday of civil rights icon W.E.B. Du Bois will be recognized with an official holiday in his hometown of Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Gwendolyn Van Sant, of the town's W.E.B. Du Bois Legacy Committee, says the yearly acknowledgement emerged from work that began in 2018 with the celebration of the Great Barrington native's 150th birthday.
It's just been one of the things that we've wanted to do, and we finally got to that part of the list, and this seemed 2020 just seemed like the time to really move on it and get it drafted. And it took us a few rounds, but once we got it drafted, we asked to be on the select board agenda, and it got voted on really quickly ahead of his birthday this year.
The town government approved the proclamation of W.E.B. Du Bois Legacy Day a week ahead of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Van Sant says the committee is making plans for the first official celebration on Du Bois' February 23rd birthday.
Our vision is that we have a day to really honor, you know, this homecoming of Du Bois that we've been working on for the last 3 years, that every child in Great Barrington knows that Du Bois is from here. We picture businesses holding up the day and really honoring Du Bois. We'll put the banners back up as we always do.
The day is part of a larger project to enshrine the teachings of Du Bois in all aspects of Great Barrington's identity.
What's really important to the committee is those values that we hold up of, you know, racial equality, economic justice, education, and civil rights, that those really are maintained as a center for all municipal actions, all, you know, law enforcement and government, that it's just a way that say that these are values that we hold as a town because our native son, Dr. Du Bois, is from this town, and his legacy belongs to us.
Van Sant dreams of a day where the writer, sociologist, and NAACP co-founder is recognized with a national holiday.
His calling out the capitalism and the racism in our country as foundational needing to be eradicated, you know, he got a lot of backlash from that. And it's just really time to move on and really embrace him for being that truth teller and that sage way back when.
Dennis Powell, the president of the Berkshire County chapter of the NAACP, applauded the move. He visited Ghana in August 2019 on an NAACP-organized trip to see where Du Bois lived from 1961 until his death in 1963, at age 95.
For me, it was a life-changing experience. I got to visit his museum as well as his gravesite. I actually took dirt from his gravesite here in Great Barrington and took it over to Ghana and left it at his gravesite. And I actually brought dirt back from his gravesite. We haven't been able to do anything with it because the pandemic struck. So it's sitting here in my house just waiting for an opportunity when we can get together again and we can have some type of ceremony down in Great Barrington.
Powell says he also brought water from the Housatonic River, Great Barrington's main waterway, as a donation to the Du Bois Museum in Ghana. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.